If you're here for goofs and gaffs, have a listen and have a laugh. These four schmoes here run the show. It's JKT Radio.
Hi guys, welcome back to the JKT Radio Podcast, episode 134. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Muffa Urban, or goddammit, I've lost my glasses for probably the umpteenth time in a row.
I had to be the dramatic glasses off this time.
You had to be dramatic. We gotta be dramatic.
If we aren't dramatic, what are we even doing?
Oh, that hurt. I have a cut on my hand.
I sense a story time coming in.
Nope, that's just like, I just hit my hand on a wall and it got cut.
Fair enough.
It's not fun. Other story times are coming.
Excellent.
But for a lovely coming of age for the new year, the new us, the new us.
We've been gone.
It's been a while. We're gonna talk about resolutions we made this year, if any. I'm gonna be the fact that I'm setting aside every Sunday to do editing and recording, so you guys have more things
to
watch.
That's good. I should probably do that too.
I still work Sunday, so after work I will do that. Yay! And the other resolutions, Chris has a cold. They're dead.
Yep.
We're starting the year off Chris's day.
Yeah.
McBride, what's your resolutions?
You know what? I'm gonna piggyback off you. I'm gonna try and be more regular with that editing so that these actually fucking episodes come out.
When did the last episodes come out?
Oh god, I don't know. I wasn't even responsible for the last one.
Yeah, the last one I think was the November 30th.
I think November 30th. somewhere back then. Yeah.
Lydia was a fridge.
That was a year ago. We're moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to.
Devin, what's your resolution? You had to get that dad joke in. I know it.
Of course.
What's my resolution? Hopefully 4K is my resolution.
Hitting them hard with the dad jokes.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm getting them out there real good. Honestly, though, advanced so I no longer have to be at places I no longer wish to be at.
Self-improvement.
Basically get a new job.
Yeah.
You know what? Same here. And there's a story behind that which we can lead off into right now.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah, brother!
Yeah, you've been concerning us.
Yeah,
what the hell happened?
Yeah, because like there's like me messaging saying just like, yeah, and I'm unfortunately available throughout the week and weekends now. I got let go.
Fuck!
Didn't you just start?
Yeah, like back in May.
Damn.
It's been 8 months. Funny enough, tomorrow would have been, Tuesday would have been 8 months fully.
Ugh.
Did they give you a reason at least?
They did not. I can't go into too much detail because I don't want to get myself or them in trouble. Yeah. But yeah, that was kind of a crappy way to bring in the new year, but
reasonably crappy.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But I'm looking on the bright side because I've been going to school for like the whole video editing and everything. So I'm going to see if I can find anything related to that that I can get myself working.
Well, yeah. Stick with me long enough and you might.
Right?
It'll probably take a few years. But I'll swing back to you.
Well, we can't do much to make you feel better about that, but I can give you a lemon butt.
Aw, a little lemon butt. Well,
lemon butt.
Big lemon butt.
Very. Is a pretty big butt.
It's a big butt.
Big butt. I can't.
Oh my god, Becky.
Look at her butt. Oh my god. Yeah. So we've got a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Attention. We haven't really had a proper podcast in over a month.
Yeah, whole last December happened.
Yeah.
Whole last December. I hope you guys enjoyed the advent calendar. I believe that ends by the time this comes out. Yeah, the last episode actually comes out tomorrow after recording.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah. So, I believe this comes out on Monday for Spotify sometime.
Yes, Spotify will be out tomorrow, and then the YouTubes will be on the Wednesdays. We're getting back into that, goddammit. We've got to make it work.
If you're watching,
we're getting the band together. So if you're watching this Wednesday, I hope you enjoy the advent, because it's over already. But it will be there for you to watch whenever you want. Hope you liked
it. It's done now.
It's done now. I might bring it back.
It's dead now.
He's dead, Jim.
I might bring Pikachu back, since I don't know what happened on New Year's Eve.
Apparently that just like, just cool,
big old
Pikachu.
Pikachu. 154 views on, like, literally an hour before midnight. Jesus. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I checked it at 10, and they're like, oh, no views. And I'm like, okay. Because I went to bed, because I closed on New Year's Eve, and I opened on New Year's Day. I checked it when I woke up, because I got woken up at midnight, obviously, by like 50 messages and fireworks and dogs screaming.
Yeah,
and
sounds about right.
And I had an email from the YouTubes. It's like, oh, you got a view. And I'm like, oh, I looked at it. And it's like, you got 154 views. I'm like, whoa.
So I beg your pardon.
Wow.
And what?
I guess someone was just really like, I need any, give me all the Pikachu videos you have.
No. One episode 154 times. Not all of them. One episode 154 times.
Just that one episode hit hard,
just
apparently.
That one episode. I don't even know what happened to that episode. Didn't even look at the episode. I was just like, wow.
I really need to get, I need to put something on the gaming channel. Since now that I know
you really
that
do.
I don't even need the Elgato, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, thingy records.
The PlayStation records. It records videos and I record audio, so you mix the two together. I'll get something out there someday. Well, the problem is, I had a bunch. I got some games for the holidays. The two games that I played the most often were two games that I've already played before, because I got the remastered Last of Us and I got Hades on the PlayStation.
I bet Hades is a roguelike, it would still do well, and The Last of Us is a AAA game, it will be fine.
Oh yeah. I've been trying to find something that I've, even if I've played it before, because like at this point, it would either have to be like a Dragon Age or something I've played so much that I could easily riff on it, or it would have to be something I have, like I'm completely new to and I have a new experience with.
Yep.
That's true. Do you guys want a fun story?
Let's hit him up with the story.
Fun,
there we go.
Oh, it's actually funny.
Hey, there
and,
we go.
And you on YouTube will actually get it, because when I came back from my trip, I'm pretty sure if you were on YouTube, noticed it was really dark in here for unknown reasons.
Yeah.
We don't know why. I've changed that light bulb like 3 times before it fixed itself. I don't know. It's one light bulb. We don't know what was up. It was the same packet of light bulbs. Why did that? Did you drop the frame on yourself, you fat
dog? Wow.
Good job. Oh, we did buy a whiteboard calendar, so I can actually keep track of things.
Yay.
I have not put it up yet, because it does not fit over there where I wanted it to.
Well, you know what? Getting it is half the battle.
I got it. Oh, sorry.
Horse,
do you want to say hi?
The horse needs to say hi.
We need to say hi to Horse.
Hi, buddy.
Oh, Chonky boy. The pipes. The pipes.
Calling.
Yeah, he's a big boy now.
Yeah.
As you can see, his tongue is like the size of my hand.
Yeah.
He is so big.
Here, can you take this for a sec so we can see a size comparison of your face?
Oh,
here's
God.
A Coke can.
Yeah, it's a big boy.
That's a horse.
He's a horse. He's a Winnie the Pooh. Who really likes snuggles, but he's too big to fit up here. Yeah, so it was really dark in here. Back to the story, as I'm being crushed.
Yeah.
Eventually, there will be no Kira on screen. It will just be dog.
Just be dog.
Exactly.
Good boy. Don't steal my shoes, bitch. I need those. I just got them for Christmas. Going under my chair. So someone made a joke that they would buy me a lamp for Christmas. They bought me a lamp. It's plugged in. They did not look at the lamp before they bought it. They just bought a work lamp. I will show you on YouTubes now. We called this, we've dubbed this the God Light, and I actually have to close my eyes and cover them.
Yeah, flash warning. I mean, you give it a bit, and, like, it looks still terrifying, but not as bad.
So I looked, I was, like, lying down while I opened it and laughing. It is a 1,000 lumen lamp.
Oh my god.
That'll do it.
It'll burn your eye sockets.
Yeah, yeah.
How's lumens?
God damn.
It only uses 11 watts though, which is actually quite nice.
I mean, that's good.
That is pretty good.
It's a really good lamp. I don't know why they decided I needed this, besides the fact it was dark for a long time.
It's like, Darren, it's so dark, we're gonna make it unbearably bright.
True.
Well, the original joke is he was gonna get, like, one of those construction lamps on the stand with, like, the big LEDs.
Oh, yeah.
And I got that.
Something.
I forgot about this whole lamp joke until I opened the package I got, and I'm like...
I love lamp.
Do you actually love lamp, or are you just saying that?
All hail lamp.
All hail lamp.
Hail lamp. We had many jokes. We had egg.
Egg was a good one. Egg stuck around for a while.
Egg stuck for a long time. I'm bringing egg back, by the way.
We're bringing egg back, okay.
I'm assuming egg is either a Zelda thing or something else.
It was Little Dragon's Cafe.
Yeah.
We did bring it into Zelda.
Did you ever consider putting one of your thumbnails just the Always Sunny meme of "Can I offer you an egg in these trying times?"
I did not even know that was a thing.
Oh yeah.
I don't think we ever did that.
Yeah, there's a famous sequence in Always Sunny where
bring back the egg.
Where Danny DeVito just offers someone an egg.
In these trying times.
And it's a trying time. So.
I love it.
He's literally just driving a car and holding out an egg.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think he's having to drive someone around and they're like puking blood and this woman's like screaming. he just comes up with an egg.
Egg. No, I've been playing, it is partially up already, Little Inferno, which is a game about setting things on fire.
Oh, lovely.
You play in a chimney. You are supposed to burn shit.
I love it.
You buy things from a catalog and you burn them.
I absolutely love it.
Well,
I have a warning in the bottom that says do not actually play with fire, but as I'm praising the fire gods and burning everything I can possibly get my hands on.
Yep.
Except for two things. I refuse to burn two things that I received.
Oh dear.
Don't play with fire unless you're me.
Unless you're me. Then you can play with fire. I say as I can play with fire. I don't have feeling in most of my hands. It's fine.
And why was that?
I played. Actually, some of it was not from playing with fire. Only some of it was not playing in fire.
Oh, dear.
We got lots of things to look forward to this year. Trust us.
Yes. Big things are coming. I talked about it all last year, and it's finally happened. I have upgraded my PC. So I went from I love telling people about this because it's just fucking great. I went from the main thing was obviously the graphics card. That was the big increase. Yeah. So I went from a 1050 to a 3050. I gave zero shits. I was like, this is mine. It's not hella expensive. I'm having it now.
Now, if I may, I get that the numbers are bigger. But what does that mean?
I did actually search up a comparison after I'd already got it, because it was just like, I need a better graphics card, and I just got the thing, and then I looked up the comparisons afterwards. It's like, oh god. Okay, so there was one
It's ridiculous.
It's insane. It's like there was one game where it's like the average FPS was like between 50 and 60 or something like that, and then with this thing it bumped it up to like 130, 140, something like that.
Frames per second.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a comparison that will help Devin.
Woo!
Remember like 280p?
Oh yes.
Now imagine if going from 280 to 720.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's essentially the comparison we're going from.
Because I always remember going to jump from regular DVDs to Blu-ray. I, in fact, distinctly remember I was watching Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Just fucking of all the movies to fucking make that jump with fucking Iron Man 2. I don't really... Anyway, but I just remember going, and even just like the opening menu, because back when they would put effort into the disc menus.
Yes, yeah.
Before the streaming services came along, and now nobody buys anything physically anymore, and I fucking hate it. But they would actually, like, they showed some footage, and I was just like, I could count the hairs on Robert Downey Jr.'s face.
I can see them. I'm pretty sure that movie, even in DVD, is better quality than some of the cameras we have. Mine is very bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I upgraded the thing, and it was like, it looks cool. That doesn't help our individual camera situation.
No. This just makes it so when you can play, when you play, like,
it's like you want to see the blurriness clearer. Now you can.
One day we'll have a day where you can actually look up there, and you can read what those games are.
One of these days.
That's not today.
One of these days, I will actually have to like put effort into my appearance, because you'll be actually able to tell if I like haven't showered for 5 days. I'm not saying showered for 5 days, but I haven't showered for like 2 days.
That's fair. That's fair.
The conception of showering every day is a very North American thing.
It is. It's honestly not. I don't shower every single day. I don't know if that's a weird thing to say or not, but like
I'm every other day now. Sometimes I'll do like 2 days, but it's usually every other day.
I continue the streak of the least cleanly person here. I'm very European once a week, unless I'm doing something gross.
Fair enough.
Then it's more often. Once a week, when needed.
Fair enough. If I may continue my upgrade story, technology wise.
Upgrades.
Along with the PC, we went to Best Buy last week, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. I went there because I got a new phone. I can't remember if I told you I got a new phone. I finally have my phone.
On your way.
For the longest time, my phone was on the way. I finally just went there. It's like, do you just have the phone? It's like, we have three left. It's like, let's just give me the phone. I don't care at this point. Because I was specific. It's the phone.
Oh, it's the flippy
phone. I fucking love this thing. It's fucking great. Oh. But I waited 3 months because I wanted the purple one, and they didn't have it, and I kept getting no updates, and even when I went to the store, there's like, we got nothing. We'll let you know when we hear something. I eventually just went in there one day, and it was like, do you have it at all? And it was like, we have three in black. And it was like, yes, let's just do it. I don't care anymore. But yeah, so I got the phone, but it doesn't have a headphone jack. So I can't use my old headphones anymore. So I had to go to Best Buy so I could get some earbuds.
Yep.
That's all I wanted. I got there. I saw the earbuds. I got them. And that was it. The thing that I did wrong, I let Vic roam by herself.
Yep.
Oh, no.
First she wandered over to the appliances. And we were just like, okay, well, we're absolutely not getting any appliances. But then we wandered over to the TVs.
Oh no!
That was a bad time because we're just walking through, it's like kind of perusing. It's like we're not taking anything seriously, but then there's one box in particular, and we know it's like $100 off or whatever it is, and like I'm looking at it, I'm just like, we don't need it. The salesperson comes by, he's like, oh hey, how you doing, can I help you with anything? He's like, oh no, we're just browsing and all that. He's like, okay, you let me know if you're interested, you let me know, and we'll, and then as soon as she left, it's like we both looked at each other, it's like, we're getting a TV, aren't we? So we went from a 56-inch TV in the living room. You've seen it before. It was in the Smash tournament that has yet to be come out yet. To a 65-inch.
Ooh, that's an upgrade.
And it doesn't fit on the TV stand that we have. So we had to get a wall mount. For the first 3 days after setting that thing up, I was terrified the entire time that it was just going to dislodge. Like, my biggest fear was that we were going to be sleeping and we just hear a giant, like, as it just falls and crumbles to the ground. And it's like, it's fine. It hasn't moved. It's totally fine. But it's like, I'm scared to touch it.
I will say, since you guys have a dog, a wall mount's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is actually a smart
move. I say
move.
This having fucking two small cats.
Boomy is not a small cat.
No, Boomy is a big... Well, that's the problem, though. Is Boomy has... He's realized, one, the best way to get our attention is to walk in front of the TV as I'm playing something.
Ah, yes.
But he'll always go in front of either, like, the bottom left hand where the mini-maps usually are, so I can't see if I'm going the right place. Or he'll go off to the other side, and eventually he'll start, like, pawing and going, trying to, like, hang off the top of it.
Yep, yep.
And that's the danger of toppling the TV in and of itself. But he's also discovered where the power plugs into. Because I've seen him hop down, and he's never... I think it's his way of playing chicken with us, because he just looks at us. Looks at the power cord, because it's all everything's plugged into a power bar. The power bar is plugged into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Looks at the power bar cord, just goes, like, this is the power bar, and just goes, and we're like, no! And
he's like, Jesus Christ.
No!
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, though.
Fantastic, but terrifying.
The thing is, it's like, He goes nowhere near it, like, if we're just out and about. He will only do that for the express purpose of being a little shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's a reference. This is a... Oh, can I have you? This is a small cat.
Oh, yeah, Boomy's not a small cat.
This is a small cat.
Now, so...
Boomy is, like, four times this size.
Since you guys have a new TV, have you guys done the... new TV thing? Basically, have you guys turned off the motion smoothing?
I think I have. I'm gonna have to check.
Because if you haven't, I'm gonna need everyone watching. Make sure to turn off the motion smoothing on your fucking TV. Because every TV comes with it pre-installed. Like, turned on, and it makes everything look like a soap opera.
Yes, that's very true. I did do that with my graphics card, though, with, like, a lot of the games. I turn off, like, motion blur and the big fucking thing. I didn't realize it until I finally clicked on it, was the ray tracing. As soon as I turned that off, everything was totally fine. It was perfect.
Oh, yeah, come on, Lemon. This isn't the... I got...
Take my lemon.
Let's go outside.
Was it The Witcher 3? Mm-hmm. Just had a PS5 update.
Oh yeah.
Which say it's now got two modes. It's got a performance mode where it runs at 60 frames per second. It's regardless. It's like 4K high dynamic range.
Yeah.
Looks great. But then they have another mode which includes ray tracing, and it looks really good. But it's also, again, they definitely didn't iron out all the kinks, because then I get to, like, Skellige, and, like, it's a nice sunny day in the world, but all the mountains are, like, flickering, like there's, like, a lightning storm going on.
Yep.
And I'm like,
yep.
What's going on there?
Yeah. No, the biggest one for me that, like, didn't clue into me to turn it off was Ark, because I logged in. It looked great. And I was just like, why does it look weird? And it's like, something's off. It was like some things in the distance are like glitching and stuff like that. And then
that's just Arc.
I mean, true. But then I scrolled through and then I turned off ray tracing and it was like so much better.
Yeah.
It's just like everything's clear, everything's there. If anything, I got a little motion sick, but it's like the things are too clear now. And it's like I had to turn down my mouse sensitivity because I didn't realize how hard it was.
Yeah.
Oh, mine's stupid max, where like you move it like a smidgen and you go across the
screen. Oh yeah, no, mine's like 3. Mine's like almost as low as it can go.
But mine's also because I can only move my mouse like that far.
That's true. Yeah. I have a lot of mouse real estate, so.
There are 5 pop cans in my mouse real estate, along with a bunch of wrappers and hair ties.
You know what? Fair enough.
And a cat, usually.
That is very true.
Wait, there she is.
There she is.
There she is. The microphone takes her normal spot. I'm sorry, guys.
I was going to say, is that a paper mache crab?
He's been there for so long.
I noticed it earlier. I'm just like, I'm going to bring that up eventually, but got to find the opportunity.
it's actually just an origami crab. If I take him out, I'll have to move the mic muffler again. I don't want to do that.
I gathered as much. Yeah, it's just like, is that the ass end of a crab right there?
It's a crab. It's just a crab.
You feeling crabby?
I thought it would be kind of cute to just have him sit there.
Yeah, it's nice.
I wanted to put goober eyes on him, but I couldn't find my glue. But I found an entire packet of goober eyes.
Are they not like self-adhesive?
They are not.
Oh, interesting.
Like if I find, I have glue somewhere because I put the goober eyes on my worms, which are kind of full of cat hair, and I think the goober eyes have fallen out. Yeah, the goober eyes.
Ah, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, crab. I got bored. I had a lot of time on my hands, so I bought for $4, 400 sheets of origami paper.
Well, damn.
Of different colors and patterns.
That'll do it.
Excellent.
You know what? This origami. I also have the giant cheese behind me.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Big crab dot.
Big crab.
Look how big this sheet is.
Oh, that's big.
It's like, yeah.
Big.
Yep. I think it was last weekend I got myself a book on learning how to crochet, because I know how to knit, but crochet has been the beast that I can't conquer yet, because it's one thing, it's one tool, and it has a hook on it, and I'm just like, how, but what?
So,
oh, okay, I have a year beginning end game, but really quickly, has anyone seen Wednesday?
Yes.
No.
Devin won't get this joke. Remember the weird item that Wednesday gets for a gift that's like the Infinity Scarf?
Yes.
I cannot find. Where are you? There you are. You got a foxy one.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, heck.
That looks super cozy, comfy. Too.
It smells like yarn. I cannot handle that smell.
Oh,
in my face.
Fair enough.
So I have to let it sit and permeate the smell of animal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Because last episode you told me and Chris to watch Wednesday, and like we're going to, but we still haven't.
That was over that one thing. Lemon. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Lemon. You didn't come say hi, Lemon.
Oh, hi, Lemon.
She sat. You saw her tail for a second, I think.
Yep. It was a hot second, but it was there.
She got back
to my dome. There she is.
She got back to my dome. Okay, so you guys ready for a really quick year-end game? Because I've got 10 minutes before I have to go to a very late Christmas dinner.
Let's do it.
Yes.
This is late.
All fuck? Right. It's the next year.
It really is.
Yeah, it was the only time we could find to get the entire store out of the store to go for our work Christmas dinner.
Okay, that makes sense.
It also snowed a fuck ton during December, so.
That's very true.
Nope, we had no plans for it until after January started.
Well, that's just, well, that's,
I mean, my work's Christmas party was in November, so.
Yeah, it's like you either have to do it before December or like in January.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't get the money okay for it till like the 14th of December. Yeah. All right. We can play a little game. Mm-hmm. And you all technically McBride has an advantage. Why? Because McBride edits the videos. Devin does not.
No.
That's true.
But you know, here's the fun advantage. McBride doesn't look at the analytics usually.
Yeah, no.
I do. So I have the sheer advantage, which is why I host the game.
Fair enough.
So we had quite a few videos come out in this past year.
We did?
Now I'm going to have... We did. I think like a good 30, 40 videos.
Yeah.
One a week, it would be 52, and we miss a lot of weeks.
And we miss a lot of weeks, so like between 30 and 40, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact number for you folks. I didn't look at that, because that involves counting, because I don't have it yet.
You want to count? Go to our channel and count them.
Yeah.
Just count. Richard!
Damn it, Dick.
Richard, Dick. Go count those. Alright. So, according to YouTube...
Alright.
So I don't get to count Spotify and all that, because I don't have access to those
ones. Yep, that's fair.
That came out last year. What is our most popular video? Devin, you're allowed to look up the video list on the channel. McBride is as well, for the names.
I think I know the... I can't remember the name of it. It's the one with the Kung Pao... The Kung Fu...
That did not come out last year.
Was it not last year?
No, that's right. It was, like, very late the year prior.
Yes. That one came out in 2021.
I didn't think I had to Google. Now I have to Google. God damn it.
Well, shit.
Well, shit, man.
I think I have the advantage on that. I can actually pull that list up on my phone.
Oh, no.
Use your phone. Your phone is your friend.
I haven't logged onto it on my new computer yet. I don't have the login details for it.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, don't log in. Just look at the channel.
Yeah.
And look at videos. That's going to be the easier way.
The most viewed one. Oh, I think I know
not
which one
most
it is.
View, most popular.
Oh, the most popular.
Oh, the most popular?
That came out last year.
Oh.
So you guys can look at views.
Because there was one. Yeah, is it not that one?
Kung Pao Chicken came out... Kung Pao Enter Fist came out in 2021. Not 2022.
Son of a fuck. I also did not...
So technically you... are both correct. That is still the most popular video of that last year, but it did not come out last year.
Is it Dick the Richard?
It is Dick the Richard.
With 28 views.
Yeah. Yep, there it is. God damn it. I scrolled right past it.
Dick the Richard. When we summoned our eternal intern of Richard.
Yes. Yes.
That's where we started summoning Richard to our side.
Which we're still looking for applicants, by the way. No one has signed up.
I know, no one's applied. So our greatest intern currently is Winnie, and I don't know where he's gone. And he only comes and he washes my hands and my legs and leaves. Knocks shit down.
Right?
And Lemon. Lemon's not an intern, though. She's an actual employee. She gets paid more than any of us.
She's honorary co-host.
Yeah, she's...
She deserves every cent.
Absolutely.
Lemon.
That we're not making.
Yeah.
the negative money. All of money is funded into Lemon. Exactly. Yeah, you guys technically unintentionally answered the other question I had.
Oh, well, there we go.
Which was indeed Kung Pao Enter the Fist for some reason. People really like that video.
It's because of the thumbnail.
That's all it is.
Thumbnail.
Yeah. Now here's the fun part.
Ooh, all right.
Of all time, we're not going to count the ones we already did, so it's not going to be Kung Pao Enter the Fist, even though that technically wins as well.
Yeah.
Of all time, besides that, what is our most popular video, do you guys think?
I feel like it's one of the first five.
Devin, I'll give you a range. Yeah, pick between a number of 10.
Is it 3?
It is an earlier one.
Devin's going with 3.
or maybe pride. Two.
You must lock in your answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna say three.
I'll give you like, I'm just giving you a time frame of like 1 to 10.
Oh, like you'd like only from episodes 1 to 10, or?
Yeah.
No, I'm like I'll just give that whole slot to Devin.
Yeah, because those are the episodes like, that have been slot. Out the longest. And I do recall seeing some of them actually did pick up views quite.
I'm gonna say episode 36.
This is true. Right. Oh, is that the one with the if we bite each other it's kinky?
Yep.
Yeah, because I was like that was the only other one that I was just like that one also I know got a lot.
The one that I was thinking why. Of is actually underneath that one, the non-binary rant about androgyny, because it has the Yuri butt.
The Yuri butt.
That's what I was thinking of, but
that's actually not in the top 10.
No, that one's pretty low actually.
We need to branch our audience out.
I know, so the ones that are the top 10 for all time for us are Kung Pao Into the Fist, which I still it's literally only the thumbnail.
Yeah, it's
what
all
if
the
we bite each other and your fist die, it's kinky. Which is still, I'm pretty sure, partially the thumbnail because it's Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the nipple Batman.
Nipple.
Yeah, nipple Batman. Moon Haunted confirmed is third.
That's a very early one.
The fourth one is actually episode one. Very first episode of the podcast ever. Episode one is fourth.
Interesting.
Episode 11 is when we learn not to ever touch pop that is not opened in my bedroom with PTSD and Sprite in episode 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Touch my pop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still salty about that. They don't make that kind of pop can anymore. The sixth most popular is Keanu Reeves, or I think it's just Keanu.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 3.
Oh, that's right.
Where,
yeah.
Yep, Jason went on a rant about Keanu Reeves for unknown reasons. Coming in 7th, episode 4, Like Uncle Phil. I have no recollection of what this episode's about besides I know there's a fresh Prince of Bel-Air reference.
Yeah,
there.
I vaguely remember.
8th place would be episode 7, when Jason wins. I feel with the dot dot dots after it was not the case.
That was my first episode.
Possibly.
That was the first episode I was on.
Yeah.
That's when we were talking about the stuff that was announced at E3. It's been so long since I've seen
it. Oh,
any
no, the Jason was, that was Jason talking about the straight pride thing.
Oh, well, I'm going with it's E3 because it's the picture of one of the games that I was talking about.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, because it was a Destiny picture or something like that.
That was the Moon's Haunted.
Yeah, that was the, yeah.
I'm mixing my Moon's shit Haunted. Up. It's the beginning of the year. I'm still waking up.
Yeah,
I had a flu. It's been bad.
The 9th most watched episode is episode 5, Drake Beats the Beatles, which I think Drake sold more albums than the Beatles.
I remember that one.
Obviously, because population.
Yeah.
And also, albums are a lot more easier to get now than they were then.
Yeah, exactly, so...
And the 10th one is one of the first recorded ones where you could see our face. Episode 25 with Scarlett Johansson, where we won Scarlett Johansson on the thing, so we called her out. It was really weird.
Yeah.
That's when I used to tell people to jump off the balcony. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
Unless you know what you're doing.
Yeah, don't do that.
Only do it if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But we're sorry, it's the beginning of the year, it's a short one, we don't have a game for you, the game is on hiatus, the season's over. Sorry, you didn't have a season finale.
Yeah. Season's over, tough shit.
Season's over, tough shit. Aww, she knew we were saying bye, so here's Lemon.
There we go, hi Lemon.
What do you have on your face? How do you have a, what did you get on your face? What is this? The camera, thankfully, I think it's like, dark. There you go. You guys got a lemon face.
There we go.
I have to go, so you all have a lovely time. We hope you enjoy the beginning of a new era, a new year of JKT Radio, and that maybe we'll be more on time. We're going to try.
An attempt shall be made.
Can I heart my shirt?
An attempt shall be made with the context that we're all adults having to deal with boring, awful adult shit. So.
True, but I have at least one boring adult shit less to worry about, which means more time to edit. So, yay!
Anyway, bye, folks.
See ya.
Don't forget to lick all the buttons. They're delicious.